James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damien Barrett is in the studio to chat round 7 of AFL action.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Oh, speaking of recovery, yes. Fats having a recovery. He's having to draw himself out.
Now we can talk footy, Jim.
After being up in Sydney, and look at him, old Sookie Lala.
No.
Wees were robbed.
Oh, you're not going back down that path.
Wees were robbed, Damien.
Of course he is.
I was at the ground. I thought it was touch because I couldn't hear it. I went and sat down with the members.
You made it to the game eventually?
I did. Finally got there at half time. Didn't see the VFL.
No. Well, that had finished before the plane took off, I think.
We got delayed. But anyway, that was, you could tell it was more than 15.
Yeah,
meters.
You could.
And they've come out and said it, but they should have wrapped it up in that first.
You know what hit you more than the club?
What?
The karma bus.
Why? Yeah.
Because you were crowing that the Mark Blitzarv's non-decision
play
in round two against Zach Bailey was the right call.
It was.
It's come back to get
it
you.
Eventually
Bill.
Gets you.
I tell you what else. James Rowbottom, thank God the siren rang. If the game goes 2 more seconds,
he's
holding
the ball.
Yeah. Joel goes back and kicks that.
Yeah,
it's very unlucky.
The thing with the Cameron one, Purple, that I didn't get is why the umpire decided to say play on almost
straight
as it left the boot.
Yeah.
You've got to wait and see how long the ball travels, before you make that call.
I've listened back to it a few times. People have sent it to me. I thought at the time I heard him say touch. Now, I listened back to what I heard at the time.
I thought it was touch.
I can't make that out. Clearly now.
Okay, so for me, it's like it hasn't travelled far enough, so it's play on. And I'm watching it going, well, you haven't worked out how far the ball's travelled for a start.
Yeah.
But secondly, what would have been wrong with one of the other umpires going, blowing his whistle and going, actually, I'm overruling because I had a good view of it. That's more than 15 metres. That's a mark. He's going back and taking a shot.
That could happen.
I mean, it should have happened.
Yeah, it should have.
Because in the end, there's no saying Jezza would have kicked it, by the way.
No.
Because it would have been after the siren, so he wouldn't have been able to run around.
Would it have been after the siren?
Yeah, there was 6 seconds. The time he stood up again or was protesting the mark.
What would happen? He would have played on siren, would have gone, it would have been no kick.
It could have been that way, yeah.
But anyway, it's good that they come out and acknowledge, but that's cold comfort for the team that copped it in the neck.
Cold.
Anyway, I'm with you, Purple. It's a karma bus for round two, so
yeah, it
sucked
is.
In.
Cold. Do we want to keep talking about some big picture issues, Jim?
Yeah.
Mark McGowan, no crowd there at the Derby yesterday.
Derby.
Well, what are there? Nearly 2 million people in Western Australia. He's finally run out of people to blame. Oh, Marcos, hasn't he? He's been like Rick Darling. He's deflected everything
Rick Darling.
Everything's gone to third man and fine leg, but eventually he's run out.
So
it's his own quarantine program. You've got to take ownership of it and actually put your hand up and say, we cocked it up.
Yep.
$2.5 million, is that what it costs the West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, well, it's hard to know exactly, but Trevor Nisbet, the chief executive officer of the Eagles, is talking well north of $1 million, Bill, so you can work out how high it does go. But
Jeez, Freo were disappointing in that game.
Weren't they?
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a really winnable game for them.
I was very disappointed with what they dished up, given the amount of injuries at West Coast across the entire ground. I mean, their back line was smashed, wasn't it? The two big guys were out, McGovern and Barras, and Hearn was a late out or wasn't played, so he's still equal on 290 with Dean Cox.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't see it at the Manly.
Oh, Bill's catching up on everything to do with this round.
He won the game.
that 11 straight for the West Coast Eagles. That's a domination.
It is now. Yeah. I mean, it's not even a robbery if you've got that sort of lopsided scoreline. So, they were good, although my doubt about West Coast, Jim, for what it's worth, remains the away record. And that's now a statement of fact,
enough.
Not even an opinion, really, the way they're going. We may as well stick with the positives. I reckon you go back to Friday night for the main positive out of the round. Richmond just said, hey, you want to come at us?
Yep.
Here you go.
Yep.
And Western Bulldogs copped it, Bill, didn't they?
They
and we discussed this pretty at length on Saturday, on the Saturday rub, but it's just impressive the way they... it's impressive the way they got their season back on track. And you take a 4-3 scoreline at this stage of the season for them. And just the roles that certain people played. I know you've had a fair bit of time for this guy in the past, Jim, Liam Baker. He's well established already. But
good.
Just the way he just played a new role in the forward line.
Yep.
Just didn't get it a lot of times, but every single time he got it, something happened. Tom Lynch responded beautifully.
He did. And I was very, very impressed with Trent Cotchin in that third quarter. Yes. Now, a lot of people, he's one of those blokes that seems to draw criticism.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because I've always admired him as a player, but he's one of those blokes that people tend to criticise for whatever reason. But when that game was on the line and about the 2-minute mark of that third quarter, I think he had 9 possessions in that term, and seven of them were contested, four clearances. I thought he was superb.
No, he was. And unfortunately for him, he's going to miss some time, and it's another soft tissue injury, hamstring specifically, and obviously at his age and stage and history with such problems, to me, Bill, it has to be 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, it will. And the Cats Friday night. Hey, is Dusty back, or is there any?
Yeah, Dusty's back, and Dusty,
what a shame,
will be back.
Thought there might have been a COVID, something happened over there in New Zealand, and Dusty got stuck there. So he's back, is he?
Yeah, and Damien Hardwick has already declared him a starter, Bill. So even though he has had that foot issue as well as the concussion.
The Cats didn't get back till 2:30 Sunday morning.
Okay.
Flew into Avalon, so they're going to be it's a quick backup, isn't
it? Not far from Avalon to Geelong, though.
No, but 2:30 a.m. back, and then they've got to play again Friday. Mm, interesting.
We're
pretty elite
athletes. You can,
what the hell are we dealing with?
You can catch up on sleep pretty easily these days.
Sunday, then
what else they
got to
do? Train and play.
Ned Kelly rolled into the SCG late in that game, didn't he? And just robbed him.
Oh, no. There's something wrong with him. There's honestly something wrong with him.
I don't know where he's going with it. Brisbane Lions, they're back, aren't they, officially? And the worry they had at the start of the year when they had to stay in Melbourne and then they had that Karma bus go against them in round two, Bill, they've got it back together now, haven't they, Jim? And
what they bloody did good opponent.
Port Adelaide,
wiped them off the ground.
Yeah, I couldn't see the ease with which that win came before it happened. And when Charlie Cameron's doing the motorbike celebrations, you know he's back, and he's back to All Australian. Four goals in that occasion. Harris Andrews got played back into complete All-Australian form the way he'd had a rough couple of weeks by his standards.
And
he was getting exposed one-on-one, but he was just back to reading the play like he has done so beautifully now for 3 or 4 years.
What about Brisbane, Geelong, Ballarat and all that? Now they're going to Perth this week. They've got to travel a long way. I reckon they're the most travelled side.
Bill, they played every game at home last year.
Well,
maybe they're due to do some travelling.
Yeah, well, they are, but that's a long. They're travelling everywhere. Mm. They're going everywhere.
Just back on the Swans, we need to acknowledge the fact that they're 5-2 now, Bill, and they've beaten a good team in the Cats and did it the hard way and did it from 28 points down in the first half. And once again, it was the kids. It was a different batch of kids. Love the way that Warner's going about it.
Maybe Warner's good.
Yeah. And just the way they held on, didn't they? Rowbottom kicked a crucial goal. So,
you know, it's good.
Little Papa.
You know, it's good. Tom Hickey, fourth club. He's on one leg. He had the biggest knee bandage you ever seen. He just kept going. He was really good, Big Tom.
He's been crucial, hasn't he? So, look, I've been very critical of Carlton, and what they did yesterday was great. So they need to be acknowledged.
Yes.
It was against Essendon. I still have a question mark over the credentials of that team, but it was a great game to watch as a neutral observer. Ooh, and they handled the situation well. It was a high scoring affair.
They were behind often in the game and fought to get in front. No, I agree with that. I've been more critical of them than anyone, but because you just want to see that every week.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, if they admit this is such a long time, these poor club supporters have had to bloody cop it.
Yep.
So now they're meant to be emerging, Carlton. You want to see that as the standard level of output every week.
And I feel we've got a standard level of performance now from Harry Mackay, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's not a secret that he's going to be very, very good, but he's now delivering every week. And he kicked four goals under duress yesterday, Bill, and he's second now on the Coleman medal behind Taylor Walker. The third person there is a bit of a surprise, isn't it? It is Hakeel Hooker with 21, so he's having a big year as well.
They only had five goal kickers yesterday, Essendon. Carlton had 10 individual ones. They had five.
And he kicked five himself, Kale. So, good result there. Sam Walsh is going beautiful.
Superstar.
Yep. I love him.
Suns, I know you covered the game on Saturday, Bill, Jim, but the Suns were really good, weren't they?
No, they were. They really were. No doubt about it. And when they're good to watch.
Yep. So, what they just run and where was the bloke that kicked goals for him? I'd never heard of him.
Ronnie Corbett.
Ronnie Corbett. And clunked it too.
He was really good, wasn't he?
Beautiful clunks.
I heard of Ronnie Corbett.
No, Lukosius, beautiful user off halfback. No, I like that. I like what they did. Although, we get to the other side of things. We're taking a break.
Oh,
poor old Bartholomew across the desk here.
Oh, Ramsey.
Jeez, he's as flat as a biscuit.
He
came in under the door, to use one of Spud's great sayings.
Yes.
All right, more after this.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damien Barrett is in the studio. We've heard of his positives from round seven, Jim. Now it's the dreaded negatives.
All right, so we're starting with Collingwood. Muds, get it out of the way Rabs can get a smile back onto his mush.
We might start there. We might go to them in the middle of the conversation and finish with them too. They are going horrendously, aren't they? 1-6 now after the seven rounds, Bill. There's no system to what they're doing.
What is the problem, Jim? You saw them live.
Well, they've got good players out, but lots of clubs have, so you can't make that the excuse.
But their list maybe is not that good.
No, well, that's true. And forward of centre circles, Bill, they are horrendous. There is no connection between their midfield group and the players forward of the ball at all. So they keep getting it in, but it just keeps rebounding out of there. They don't look dangerous forward of the centre at all.
They don't. And when you've got Jordan Dugowie in your team, who, as we know, 3 years ago was being touted as the next big thing, it just hasn't transpired that way. He's so out of form, it's not funny, as is Darcy Moore, who now has had 3 weeks of experimentation as a forward, Bill. It just hasn't worked. And when you get him, and was it three kicks, Jim? I think when you called the game, was it three kicks for the entire game, you just have to abort that plan.
The only thing I will say about him, and I think it's the same with Larky and Zerha for North, playing forward in an ordinary team, well, you know, Fat, it's hard enough to get it forward of the ball, but when your mob are really fly-blown, it's bloody hard.
Totally. And I don't know, it hasn't worked. You might have to go back, but you're right. But then you know what else is bad? When it comes out like it does, and the mids are going, hey, and then the backs go, hey, boys. So then all of a sudden everyone's just blueing, like, you know, and going, what's going on here? And the coach is scratching his head.
He is, and they're in a mess, aren't they? I know they tried to get on the same page last week off-field with comments made about Nathan Buckley. But to me, it was just an exercise where they were trying too hard to convince, I reckon, themselves as much as the footy public that they were on the same page. And as such, I think there were more mixed messages coming out yet again. And it's pretty simple to me now, Jim and Bill, that you do not need any more matches. There's 15 games remaining in 2021. They know whether Nathan Buckley can coach or not. And I don't know why they need to go through that. So in that regard, bring forward this timeline that they're saying. Because if he this game against North Melbourne on the weekend, if he wins it, it means nothing. If it loses it, we know what happens then, don't we, by way of the scrutiny being ramped up even more.
It always amazes me, Purple, when clubs allow a coach to get into the final year of their contract. Yeah. Because it just welcomes all of this. As soon as the coach is in the last year, every time the poor bastard fronts up to a presser, he gets asked about his future. Yeah. It's just how it works. So normally you'd come back a year and work it out from there. So you've got to think there's been an arrangement made one way or the other. Otherwise, why would you do it?
It's done.
Well, either that it's done and he's staying, or it's done that he's not going to stay, one way or the other.
Well, given that we're only now a week and a half or 2 weeks into Mark Corder's permanent role as president, I don't know how a board can make that decision with that state of flux in that position. I mean, it took him and the board nearly 3 months to work out who was going to be the leader after Eddie McGuire resigned. And look, that's a long time, given that, you know, Eddie had been there 23 years. I know that the shock of the resignation did hit them, but at the same time, the posturing and the division on the board, Jim, and I don't care what they say about we are not divided, they have been and they remain divided. So you've got that issue at the very top of the club, as well as everything else filtering down to Nathan Buckley as part of the overall problem.
Crowds
are an issue, Bill. Yeah. Crowds are an issue, and they get very defensive about this, but they are an issue.
What was it? 24,000 there on Saturday.
Is that all it was? We touched on Brisbane Lions beating the Sydney Swans, but Port Adelaide just in this negative bracket out of the weekend. Just a little bit of West Coast about them, I reckon, Jim. Their only previous loss was against West Coast, again as an away venue, but that game was bad, and so too was what they dished up at the Gabba on the weekend. So I've lost some faith in that club, Bill, because I thought they were close to premiership certainties until that moment. But I've seen a few things in that game, and you add the West Coast game to it. Flat. They've got as many doubts about them as the other teams around
Graham
them.
Hick.
Oh, you think the flat track bully?
I
see. I'll tell you, our great analyst that we had on this station for years, Gary Lyon, and he's now obviously over the other mob, but very good at it. He always used to say with St Kilda on the weekend, that's almost worse than the previous 2 weeks. It is.
Because you can play
so well. Because you can play like that. Yeah. So where's it been? Yes. I mean, that's what Brett Ratner will want, in fact. Brett Ratner will be sitting there going, right, so where's that?
Yeah. At quarter time. Where's that been?
I mean, seriously. So they've got your best and your worst. You've got to try and narrow it down. They were great on the weekend. I don't know who they got this week, the Saints Rabbits, or are they playing me? But a bit like Carlton, that's got to be their standard output.
And you do empathise a little bit because of the unavailability until the weekend just gone off Paddy Ryder. It was crucial him coming back in. The Saints, we're talking about here.
Yes.
So, Western Bulldogs, look, they didn't have Gardner down back. And while he's not the biggest name in the club, Bill, he does allow them. You don't agree with what I'm about to say here, Bill?
Have a look at Fats. I was right.
Gardner, very good player.
Well, Ryan Gardner and also Bailey Williams being unavailable, it changes your backline dynamic. And they're the backline guys. And then you have the those other guys.
But they're significant outs they had, Fat. So don't be shaking your stupid ball heads.
Hey, Tim English, a very big out. And so is Dunkley, very, very important.
They were showing up, though, weren't they, the Bulldogs, ultimately? It's the best team, admittedly, but they were showing up.
They were going all right, weren't they? And then they just turned the screws and away they went.
And Hawthorn.
They are everywhere, don't they? They just get into everything. They're annoying, Richmond.
Yeah.
They're there.
They're good. That's what they are.
Well, but they're annoying because there's always three or four of them. Yeah. Out. They're all over you. They're all over you and you make mistakes and then you stuff it up.
And Hawthorn had a really bad loss to the Saints. So their two wins this year, Adelaide
Came from the clouds.
Came from the clouds and also all the way back to round one against Essendon, again, came from the clouds. So their winning margin totals 4 points. Their losing margin is pretty bad and they're right down the bottom bill in 16th place on the ladder.
I have them in the North Melbourne, Collingwood now. I have them in that bucket. I just don't think that they're actually that good.
No, they're not. No.
And so, I don't expect them to have a win-loss much beyond that.
We thought that at the start of the year.
Yeah.
You had them down the bottom four, didn't you?
It is starting to shape that way, isn't it, for what
you're
doing?
We had North, Hawthorn. Didn't have Collingwood.
Adelaide, probably, I had down there.
Adelaide,
And Gold Coast,
probably
maybe.
Gold Coast. Although they've had a good fortnight, haven't they now?
So they have.
Because they've had a win against the Swans as well.
Hey, I need to give credit while we're jumping on the back of this to a man that doesn't often get a lot of credit, and that is Razor Ray Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why. My young bloke played in a Hampton Rovers game on the weekend, under-14s, finished the game, came over to me and said, guess what, Dad? I said, what? Mm-hmm. Under-12 games before us at Mentones and Beads, umpired by a young bloke and Ray Chamberlain.
Fair dinkum.
So it was one of Ray's proteges, and he said, right, I'll come down and umpire the game with you.
What a guy.
So an under 12, nice, and then did the Essendon-Carlton game that afternoon, I think. So well done. I think that's an amazing thing. He took this young ump under his wing and said, right, I'll come and umpire with you.
Yep.
I reckon that's brilliant. So credit to Ray.
Was he the tallest there?
probably,
I don't know if he probably was.
Wasn't a lot bigger than the other under 12s. I love that.
No, that's good. Well,
community umpire week in the week just gone. So that's a really nice suggestion.
All right,
suggestion.
So what do we got? Anything left before we bus it?
Bus?
Well, we might just bus it. We'll get the bus. Those buses we had at Carltonville, we'll get that one back out of there and we'll send a double bus, a second bus down to the Collingwood setup there.
Double decker. London style.
Yeah, and maybe a couple of trailers on as well. There's a few things going on down
What's
there.
What's happening this week? What will happen? What are you reading?
Nothing this week. They've bought themselves at least the game against North Melbourne on the weekend, which is a Saturday game, a late game at Marvel Stadium late afternoon
North,
game.
Okay.
They're okay against
for two and a half quarters, and then they were poor.
Could they beat Collingwood?
If they played similarly to what they did yesterday, they're going to be in the game.
And what would happen?
That would be very ugly for everyone at Collingwood.
Wow.
Yes. It would bring forward decisions that they tell us are going to be made later in the season.
Any other bus?
No, we just the one focus there. Yeah, we'll take it away from.
I'm driving one to the umpires.
Are you?
Yeah. Never listen to him, do you?
Oh, not 15, fair dinkum. I was going to walk out on the ground and step it out myself.
Just cop that karma bus yourself.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But if you're not a nuffy, that stuff doesn't happen.
It's not my fault.
All right, Manly?
Manly.
So just get off the beach. You and Stevie?
Where was the other joint we went to?
Bondi.
Rose Bay Hotel.
That's not your sort of demographic.
Well, they got a tab there.
You have those beautiful harbour city in the world and you end up in a tab.
Front bar
watching Musselbrook races.
Oh, no, we're on a Sapphire Coast.
you would have ended up at Turf Fontaine.
Grey Field or something it's called.
Damo's recovery session.